Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf, Shabbos, Daf Dalid, Shabbos 4a, pagination page 7. I'd like to start with a Gemara which begins on the 6th line of the Amud, at the end of the line, Gufa. And this is a fairly straight Gemara. If we just go through the Gemara straight, I believe we'll gain tremendous insight into a variety of topics pertaining not only to Chashavis, but generally. So let's begin. Gufa. Bo'i Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asked the following question. Hidbik pas betanur. If a person stuck dough to the wall of an oven, on Shabbos, so it's going to bake. So what's interesting about the malacha of baking is that it doesn't happen immediately. It has to stay there for a few minutes, whatever number of minutes, depending on the situation, to make it edible. But the action which was done, if it does produce a baked product, so that original action is where the malacha took place. This, by the way, is unlike certain types of malachas, which makes no difference if it actually comes to fruition. For example, if a person plants seeds in the ground, that is a malacha, as long as he planted it in a way that it could grow. In all probability, it would already be a malacha because of seeding. We don't wait until it actually grows and bears fruit, etc., before we know that he did a malacha. He did the malacha called seeding. In the case of bread, his malacha is sticking it to the wall of the oven. That's true. But it doesn't actually become a malacha that came to fruition until it actually bakes. And therefore, the question arises, hitiru lo liridosa kodem sheyava lidei chiyuv chatas o lo hitiru? Is he allowed to remove it, which used a special utensil, a certain type of way to remove it from the wall of the oven, which was an Isser Drabonon, a rabbinic prohibition to do that on Shabbos? Is he allowed to do that? Basically, the concept here is that in order to avoid a malacha de oraisa, a biblical violation, I want to do a rabbinic violation so that my biblical prohibition never comes to fruition and never actually occurs. So can he remove it before it bakes? Let's try to figure out your case. If he did it by mistake, and he doesn't realize that he did anything wrong, he put it by mistake, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, and so far he still hasn't realized that it's Shabbos. Leman hitiru, who are we going to be permitting to remove it to? The guy doesn't realize he did anything wrong, he's not asking anything, he's not asking a shayla. So, ve'elalav, it must be, de'yihadar ve'itker, he must be that he realized that he stuck it on Shabbos, and now he's asking, can he remove it? Says the Gemara, mi mechayiv? In that case, you wouldn't be obligated in a karban chatas anyway, because the atonement offering is only brought, as the Gemara explains here, quoting from a Mishnah, skip one line, techilasan shigaga v'sofan shigaga. The beginning of the malacha has to be by mistake, and the end of malacha has to be by mistake. It has to be one big mistake. And that's the only case of chatas. So if you're telling me the guy is going to remove it so that he can avoid a chatas, the mere fact that he's asking us if he can remove it already indicates to us that there's no chatas because he realized. Ela b'mezid, kodem shiyava lidei yisur skila mi boilei. And if you want to tell me that he did it purposely, and he realizes, and he has charata, regret, and he wants to remove it, so then the correct wording should not be before he comes to an atonement offering, which is the case by mistake. If he did it on purpose, the wording should be before he comes to the death penalty, because the violation of Shabbos is a capital offense. So the wording would be incorrect if it was intentional. Amar Rav Shila said, La'olam b'shogeg, we're dealing with a by mistake case, but you asked me, so if he's asking the question, obviously he's no longer a by mistake, and there wouldn't be a chatas anyway. Ulamani tiru, who asked the question, and who are we going to permit to remove it? La'acherim, other people who notice and feel badly for him. So they want to remove it so that he shouldn't be in violation of Shabbos even by mistake. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asked, that cannot be the explanation. V'chi omrim lo la'odam chatei kedei sheyizka chavirecha. Will we tell somebody to sin in order to help somebody else? In other words, the person who stuck the dough onto the wall of the oven did so by mistake and did not yet realize that he did anything wrong. So he is on target to be bringing a korban chatas, an atonement offering, for his mistaken violation. The people who were standing by, and let's say saw him walk out of the room or whatever, realize that he's going to be in violation of Shabbos by mistake, and therefore they want to remove the dough from the wall of the oven, which is a malacha d'rabbanon, rediyas hapas. They want to remove it to protect him. And Rav Sheshes is saying, you can't do that. You can't tell one person to violate an Isur D'Rabbanan, a rabbinic violation, in order to protect the other person from his sin. Ela Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, La'olam b'mezid, the case is that he did it purposely, and now he has regret. Ve'ema, and the correct wording of this brisa is, Kodem Shayavo Lidei Isur Skila, before he comes to a capital violation. And that's indeed the correct wording of the Brisa. Ravacha Bere Derava Masnu LaBehedya, others had this as the actual text, and they didn't have to go through all the analysis that the Talmud just did. Amar Abibi Barabaye Hidvik Pas Betaner, If a person stuck dough onto the wall of an oven, itirilo l'rudosa, did they permit him to remove it? Kodem sheyavo lidei iser skila, before he would come to a capital punishment or not. But the question clearly was capital punishment, because that has to be the case. What's fascinating about this Gemara, besides the side topics, for example, are you allowed to sin to protect someone else from sin? But the main part of the Gemara is fascinating in that we're totally convinced that the text of the Brisa has to be changed because, and this is the style of the Gemara, we analyzed it from many angles and we realized that the only case that the person is asking and is able to correct something that would otherwise not be able to be corrected is if he did it purposely. And that's how we realize the Brisa must have intended the question to be. If he stuck it to the wall of the oven purposely, can he remove it before he becomes entering into a capital offense? And in addition to all our analysis to come to that conclusion, we also have a Masni LaBehedya, an alternate source of the same question, which indeed worded it the way we concluded that the Brisa should be worded. And therefore, all of that together gives us the indication that indeed the case was that the person put it on the wall of the oven purposely, and he wants permission to remove it so that he can avoid the capital offense. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.